This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yesterday, you had the president talking about how great it is that disinfectant can kill these things, and maybe we can get a shot for that.
You know you're a fake. You know that your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake.
I mean, there's people who are listening, obviously, to the president of the United States and take what he says very seriously. Are you concerned at all from a medical standpoint of somebody injecting themselves with a disinfectant?
That's why CNN is not trusted anymore. They are fake news. Remember that.
The president is asking people to inject Lysol into their lungs.
Nancy Pelosi's been, she's very nasty.
Yesterday, we seemed to have a quack medicine salesman on television.
Try and Chuck Schumer. You know, I used to be a big contributor to you. He used to kiss my ass, Chuck Schumer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What actually happened is this.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with.
So how do you injection? You're talking about almost a cleaning sterilization of an area.
Right.
Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work.
So that's it. That's all I have. I'm just here to present talent. I'm here to present ideas.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
It took a colorblind, genderblind, state line blind virus to sort of have all of the president's sins from his first 3 years catch up with him.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I'm just going to reiterate for I don't know how many, the upteenth time, I'm not going to sign any bill that takes authority away from me. The powers of the executive office are incredibly important.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
That was Gretchen Half Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. She wants to do the Reich thing. Get it? The Reich thing. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's like Groundhog Day, isn't it? The old movie. Every day, you know, it's you wake up and it's the same crap going on. It's, I don't know. I'm hoping it's going to come to an end very soon. 844-500-4242. So I pick up the local newspaper down here today. It's called The Shiny Sheet, the Palm Beach Daily News. Let me read you the lead. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Palm Beach has remained unchanged for the past 2 weeks. What's wrong with that lead? Back to my journalism professor days at BU. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Palm Beach has remained unchanged for the past 2 weeks. Let me rewrite that for you. There have been no new cases of coronavirus in the town for 2 weeks, comma, yet the curfew remains in effect. All restaurants, golf courses, swimming pools, and beaches remain closed, even though there have been, I repeat, no new coronavirus cases for 2 weeks. This is just one small
I'm not
town.
Sure that would fit on the page.
Well, you know, I kind of went out of control there at the end. But it should be that there have been no new cases. That's the lead, obviously. And so they've got excuses. First, the models didn't work, right? The models were a total BS. They had no relation to reality. So now the town manager is saying pay no attention to the fact that there are no new cases. Early lack of testing of people who didn't meet the criteria for it and data processing failures have contributed to an error in the total number of positive cases. So in other words, pay no attention to the lies, damned lies, and statistics. We know what's better. Here's his exact quote. Stats and numbers can be misleading. Boy, don't we know it. Don't we know it. Meanwhile, there will be rules to reopen. And I don't have to tell you that tomorrow the cops will be out on the bike path on their motorcycles, patrolling to make sure that no one over the age of 11 is out on a bike until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. That's what is going on here. Meanwhile, there's so many good columns today. Kevin McCullough in Town Hall, I think it is. Antibody testing proves we've been had. Okay, so he talks about Andrew Cuomo yesterday, his stunning announcement that antibody testing in New York State, which only began four days ago, was already demonstrating that at a minimum 14% of New Yorkers had COVID-19 late-stage antibodies. That the population of New York is 19.5 million. So that means 2.5 million New Yorkers had the virus and have recovered. Keep that in mind that as of this writing, only 263,000 New Yorkers have currently confirmed cases. So they initially said the death rate was going to be 7.5% in New York City. Now it turns out it looks like it, since everybody is testing positive and has antibodies, it looks like it's going to be about 1/10 of that, which is less than 1/10, which is less than 1%. And this is even though the CDC has been instructing medical personnel to start counting influenza, heart disease, pulmonary, respiratory, drug overdose, and possibly even car crashes as COVID-19 deaths. So if you die in a car crash and they do an autopsy or they check your blood and they see traces of COVID-19, you're listed as a COVID-19 death, even though you went through the windshield. We were told that this virus, with 846,000 current confirmed cases, was worse than the H1N1 that broke out on Obama's watch that infected 60 million people. The death rate in New York isn't 7.4%. It's actually 0.75%. The recently ended influenza season numbers from the CDC indicate possibly 56 million cases of the flu, 740,000 hospitalizations, and 62,000 deaths. Under the current count from the Johns Hopkins dashboard in this five-month stretch, COVID-19 has racked up 845,000 cases as opposed to 56 million cases of flu, 122,000 hospitalizations, and 47,000 deaths. So those are just some of the numbers. 844-500-4242. You want some? You want today's fake news? Every day we can give you a good bit of fake news. Now, in addition to this this ridiculous thing about Trump allegedly telling people to inject Lysol into their throats, which is total nonsense, he had this doctor on there with him yesterday, Department of Homeland Security officials, and he was talking about isopropyl alcohol, which I think that's rubbing alcohol, right? Rubbing alcohol. And so he said that his name is William Bryan. He's a senior official of Homeland Security. And he said, bleach works well. Bleach kills it in saliva or respiratory fluids in 5 minutes, but rubbing alcohol in 30 seconds. No rubbing, just spray it. Okay? So what do you think the Washington Post did with this information? It was basically saying rubbing alcohol is good for disinfectant for coronavirus. Oh, a reporter named Amber Phillips got a picture of some rubbing alcohol. And said, here's what she said. Isopropyl alcohol, which the Trump administration says can kill the virus in 30 seconds on surfaces, for sale on Amazon right now for $2,375. Okay? $2,375. And then she cut a picture of this container of rubbing alcohol. She cut out the bottom. Do you know why she cut off the bottom of the container? Because it was not the kind of little bottle that you get at CVS or Walgreens or on Amazon for $6, $7, something like that. It was a 55-gallon drum of rubbing alcohol. But she wanted it to appear that Trump was promoting this rubbing alcohol, which was just, you know, commonplace, something that's in many medicine cabinets, and the price had then skyrocketed, and he probably, you know, benefited. He probably had it in some kind of hidden fund, and that it had now, the price had now gone up to $2,375. So of course it didn't work. It's just more fake news. She got caught instantaneously and then deleted the tweet, and nothing happens. It's like all the other fake news stories that happen day after day after day. They try to run with fake news, they get busted, and in the old days, you'd at least get a talking to by somebody. Somebody would say, you shouldn't have said that you're hoping that all these supporters of President Trump and Governor DeSantis and Mayor Jimenez in Miami die when they go onto the beaches, which is what happened with a Miami Herald columnist wrote that last week. Nothing's happened to her. Or the fake story from ABC News last week about the intelligence reports that the U.S. intelligence warned Donald Trump about the Wuhan Red Death as far back as November. Total fake news. Did anyone get fired for that? No. And will Amber Phillips get fired for saying that making it sound like a 55-gallon drum of rubbing alcohol was the same as something you'd buy at CVS? No, of course not. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 401 says, why did the schools close? Across the country, there are virtually no deaths of people under 20 years old. The good news about this is the schools are showing surpluses by not having the buildings open. Yeah, now there's a Harvard law professor who says that homeschooling has to be outlawed because the little children are not getting properly indoctrinated with the ways of the state. They're not getting indoctrinated by big statist in nanny government, Saul Alinsky, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. A couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, we announced that we're having a special contest with DeStefano Hair Restoration. And Dr. Chris Hines, he's the principal in DeStefano Hair Restoration. Now, he wanted to give away a hair transplant in this time when a lot of people are locked up or not working or quarantined, whatever. And so he asked people to send in their reasons for needing a hair transplant, and he was going to give a free hair transplant away at his clinic in Worcester. And it's almost a $10,000 value. And he was deluged with requests and entries, you know, people saying why they needed a hair transplant. So today he's going to announce who the winner is. Correct, Dr. Hines?
Hi, Howie. Yes, my Vice President Mike Casella and myself, we, you know, read through, and there were a lot of really deserving individuals, and I just, you know, it was the reason, I guess, when I started this contest, I didn't think of the reasonings people would say, and, you know, there were just, there were so many deserving people, but, you know, I felt, after reading all the stories, there were two that definitely were, you know, not that the others were not, but deserving, but these
two?
I thought were two.
So you're giving away two, not one. That's great.
Yeah, last night I was finishing, and I'm like, I can't decide between these people. So the two people we'd like to give it to was, it's interesting, two women wrote in for their son, Heather and Teresa, and Heather wrote in for her son, Brandon, and it was sort of a heartwarming story, and, you know, we decided to award that, but, you know, equally, Teresa for her son, Liam, and, you know, after reading both, we decided, you know, we'll reach out to both of them, and, you know, we'll do two transplants.
So these are transplants. They're going to get them in Worcester, right?
Yes, that'd be the, we'd like to have it done in Worcester. We have several locations, but Worcester is really our primary surgical center, so that's the easiest for us.
Right.
It's where we do most of the cases.
So how many entries did you have altogether, Dr. Hynes?
I think when we counted them, it was over 150.
Wow. That's a hell of a deal. But anyway, the people can still, they can, your DeStefano hair restoration is still open throughout this emergency or whatever you want to call it. And so people can still learn more about the process. What's the website they should go to?
Just hairman.com. But we will say that it is a little limited in regards. We are open, but we've been given the go-ahead for surgery in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Rhode Island office, but Massachusetts has not allowed us. They said that they want to keep us not working there, but so we are working. It's just a little bit of a drive to Warwick, Rhode Island, I guess.
Okay. So if you want to get it done before the whatever, the lockdown is ended, you can get it done in Rhode Island. And you have offices all over New England where people can go. Can they still go to the offices for the initial consultation? Or they have to go to Rhode Island?
They can go to Rhode Island, but what we're doing, which, you know, to really make it a little safer for everybody, is I'm offering virtual consults. And, you know, sometimes people who don't have the ability to do the virtual consult, we go to the phone, and they've been emailing us pictures, and I've been reaching out to them that way. We're trying to make it, you know, be as compliant and as safe as possible and have the only interaction being out of quarantine being the day of surgery. You know, until Baker and everybody else has said, hey, you know what, it's time.
Yeah, I hope it's soon. I hope the time is soon. So go to hairman.com, and if you want to have hair that's looking as good as mine, Dr. Hynes did one of my procedures, and look how great it looks, Dr. Hynes. I thank you. I thank you very much. And congratulations. And what should the people who were runners up, the 150 or so, you know, it's still a good deal. DeStefano Hair Restoration, hairman.com. Thanks, Dr. Hynes. Have a good weekend. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Britt Hume said the lockdowns could be a, quote, colossal public policy calamity. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
90% do as well.
All right. And I think our next guest would agree with what Britt Hume said the other night on Fox News. John Heineracker from PowerlineBlog.com. He had a great piece today. The models were wrong. Does anybody care? And it's basically, he just he got an email from one of his listeners or readers, I should say. And this person just laid it all out. John, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, Howie.
And thanks for your skepticism about this. You know, we've been we've been quoting your numbers on Minnesota and about how Governor Waltz has just terribly overstated the problem in Minnesota, and you know he's just cratered the economy for nothing. And it's
unbelievable, Howie. When he announced the shutdown, he said that the state of Minnesota had created its own model, which forecast 74,000 deaths if they didn't do a shutdown, 50,000 deaths if they did do a shutdown. In fact, we've had 200 deaths. The median age is 83, and three-quarters of them, Howie, have been either in nursing homes or assisted living facilities, which they apparently have not effectively shut down. That's the irony, Howie. They shut everything else down, but apparently not the nursing homes because people keep dying there. Yeah. So anyway, it's just been a travesty.
And the Star Tribune, the leading newspaper in the state, has had absolutely nothing to say. And that leads me to my next point, that this posting that you did today had a graph from the state of Massachusetts, which I have seen not even in my own newspaper, the Boston Herald, or in the Boston Globe. But I think it just sums up the situation, certainly in Massachusetts, and I think to a great degree, the entire United States of America. Why don't you tell us about this graph that we've got?
Yeah, that's right. It's specific to Massachusetts, and what it shows is it's from the Massachusetts Department of Health or whatever, by the way, their website. And it shows the death rate per 100,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases organized by age group. And what it shows, Howie, is, again, it's common sense and what we see around us. If you're more than 80 years old, COVID-19 is dangerous. 424 deaths per 100,000 confirmed cases. Now, that's still a relatively low death rate.
Right. Most of those 424 have underlying conditions. So,
some of them may have been in a cancer ward or something too.
Right.
You know, in other words, if you test positive, they'll call you a COVID-19 death, even though the truth is you may be dying from something completely different. And then in the 70 to 79 age group, it drops all the way down from 424 to 91 deaths per 100,000.
So about 1/5. The death rate for 70 to 79 is 1/5 what it is.
Right.
If you're over 80. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then from age 60 to 69, it drops down by another 70% or so to 24. That's 24 per 100,000, Howie. I mean, we're talking about infinitesimal death rates here. And then if you're less than 60 years old, you know, it's 7 per 100,000, 50 to 59, 2 per 100,000 if you're between 40 and 49, 1 per 100,000 if you're between 30 and 39, and if you're less than 30 years old, it's 0 per 100,000.
Zero.
So, you know, I mean, the idea of shutting down an entire state to protect people who are more than 80 years old, most of whom probably living in an institutional setting like a nursing home, and almost certainly with multiple immunity-compromising conditions, it's madness.
I know. And, you know, I'm just thinking about about a week ago, they had a story. It was a front-page story. It was in the Globe, not my paper. 30-year-old dies in Cambridge. And so, you know, you go, wow. I mean, it's a huge story, you know? But then you read down the whole story, and what you're reading for is, what were the underlying conditions? Did he have leukemia? Did he have kidney failure? Whatever. But they don't put that in the story. But, and you know, I don't know if you saw this. Bill Maher gave an interview, and, you know, he's been talking about this. He calls it panic porn.
Right.
And he said he was reading the New York Times, and they had a story on the back page, those we have lost, You know, like it was 9/11, you know, when they had all the little bios of all the people that were killed in the World Trade Center.
Right.
Those we have lost. And he said there were six you know, shot mug shots and then little descriptions, and four of them were under the age of 50. And he said, now, if I hadn't been following it, I would have thought that this disease was striking down people in the prime of their life. But, you know, right. he is following it, and most of us are following it. And it's just not the case.
No, it's complete madness. But, you know, people are easily frightened, Howie. I haven't seen – have you seen recent poll data? And I'm not sure this is right, Howie, but the feeling I have is that the governors, with a few exceptions, maybe Whitmer in Michigan might be an exception, but I think my governor, for example, Tim Walz, I'm guessing his approval rating is very high. You know, I think most people think, oh, great. Number one, our government is doing things to keep us safe. And number two, you know, in many cases, hey, it's okay. I'm still getting a check.
Yeah, I tweeted out your piece here with this graph that again hasn't appeared in the Boston newspapers, and a guy tweeted back at me and he said, "Thanks for this, Howie. I guess he's an older guy, and he said my daughter has been driven insane by the media frenzy, and she's so worried about me. And I sent her this graph." And, you know, she's more under control now that she understands what's really going on.
Yeah, it's a real spectacle, Howie. I think this is going to go down in history as one of the real public policy disasters. I think that the shutdowns are going to do way more damage than the disease. And look, it's a disease, Howie. Nobody's in favor of it, right?
Right.
It's a disease. It does harm. There's no question about that. But I think that what history is going to record is that far greater harm to far more people was done by the shutdowns than by the disease.
You know, what I've been thinking about is, you know, if you go to any funeral home websites in working class communities, not just in New England, but around the country, I think, you see these deaths of young men, usually in their 30s and 40s, and they died suddenly, you know, and no cause is listed or anything like that. And, you know, after a while, you begin to read between the lines and you realize it's opioids, you know. Nobody talks about it, though. It's just it's like this hidden plague. There's in south of Boston, there was this very famous family, a national sports figure. His nephew was an elected official. He and his wife died on the same day of this, and nobody ever talked about it. But yet, you know, now everybody that you know is under the age of 60 who dies, you know, is you know, memorialized like you know, this never happens to anybody. I mean, how many people get killed in car accidents every day, John?
Yeah, about 35,000 a year, you know, so you can do the math. I mean, there's about 8,000. One of the things that seems, it's almost comical. I mean, it's sort of dark humor, right, Howie? But, you know, it's almost like it's news to people that we all eventually die. You know, I mean, we're a big country, 327 million people or so. Every day, about 8,000 of us die. You know, and there's all kinds of things. And when you get to be 80, 90, 100 years old, and particularly if you've got any of these various underlying conditions that a lot of people do when you get to be that age, if you get sick, it can push you over the brink. You know, it can.
Yeah.
And we see that with all kinds of diseases. And people are acting like COVID-19 is like their first brush with mortality.
Right. I know. Who was an economist or somebody said, in the long run, we're all dead. I mean, that seems self-evident, but you're right. It's like people never realized it until the last 6 weeks that they could die.
Right. Right. And when people talk about deaths, you know, 40,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. You have to have some kind of context for that, Howie. You know, people hear that and they just think, oh, that's a big number. Well, you know, yes and no. In a country of 327 million people, you know, 2 years ago, Howie, the regular seasonal flu virus killed 62,000 people in the United States, according to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. 62,000 people. That was year before last. And it wasn't even a news story. I mean, nobody knows that. It was barely reported. Nobody right. thought it was a big deal.
Yeah, nobody could remember any of these H1N1, SARS, the Asian flus. Nobody even, you barely remember these events, you know? It's just one of these things that happens every winter, right?
Yeah, but when you start reciting these numbers in a hysterical way, I mean, you watch one of these crazy press conferences that President Trump and his team give every day, and the way the reporters will try to go after him and, you know, announce these numbers, you know, you get the impression this is this vast, unprecedented death toll. But of course,
how about when they go, what do you say to someone who might die? You know, I mean, what kind of question is that?
Oh, God, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, what do you say to somebody whose business has been destroyed by a government shutdown? You know,
right? I know, and there aren't any sob stories about that. You know, when they have a government shutdown, which is basically a paid vacation, and you know they're going to get paid in a couple of weeks. We have all these stories. So and so works at the Small Business Administration, and how's he going to pay his rent? But I haven't seen any of those stories about people who work in small businesses or restaurants, or not many of them anyway.
You know what, Howie? My organization made a video. We identified about 7 or so Minnesotans, owners of small businesses who have been crushed by the shutdown, and we videoed them. It's only 2.5 minutes long. It's just each person, you know, talking about, you know, how his life has been disrupted, his business crushed, you know, by this government action. And we have set up a web page, back2workmn.com. We have 10 billboards up at the 10 most busiest highway locations in the Twin Cities, and we're driving thousands and thousands of people to send emails to our governor saying, you know, lift the shutdown. We got to go back to work.
Yeah.
But you're right. If we didn't do it, if we didn't make a video showing the stories of these small business people who have been, you know, are being ruined by the shutdown, nobody else is doing it.
I know. And the newspapers are really on the ropes. They were on the ropes before this started, and now they really are. But they seem to be, you know, rooting it on. They want to continue this shutdown, even though it's going to end up killing their employers. I don't understand
that. Well, they love this story, Howard. They love this story because they think they finally might have something they could get Joe Biden elected president. And how anybody can get that excited at the idea of electing Joe Biden president, I cannot explain. But, you know, Russiagate didn't do it. The Ukraine hoax didn't do it. No. And now this is their third attempt. And I think they're optimistic that you know, that this one might, and that's why it's getting the kind of press coverage that it's getting.
Yeah,
if Barack Obama were still president, it would be completely different.
It would be H1N1 all over again, which is to say,
right,
nothing to see here, folks. Move along. I believe that. Hey, John Hinderaker, we're going to tweet that out again. You folks, especially in Massachusetts and New England, you've got to see this chart. It sums it all up. And shame on the newspapers in Boston for not running the chart. Thanks, John, for being with us. We really appreciate it. Powerlineblog.com. It's a great place to get news. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ian in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. And joining us now on the line is Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. And they make masks. And it looks like in Massachusetts, anyway, the lockdown is going to go on for a while, and more communities are in demand, even as the death toll doesn't seem to be as onerous or as horrible as they thought it would be. More and more communities are unfortunately requiring masks, so you've got to have a mask. So Suzanne Hobbs has got one of the principles of Boomer Naturals. So she's got a special offer here for people on the listeners of the Howie Carr Show today. Suzanne, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Thank you so much. We know that, you know, masks are really here to stay, at least for a while. And when people are going out in public and around others, they want to feel secure. And we believe that these face masks, you know, even though they may be required in some places, it's a way for people to feel more comfortable. So, yeah, our special offer today is, you know, and the masks that we have are not the masks that, these are 92.2% protection from antibacterial. So they will protect you from droplets as close to those N95 masks as you can get. So they're incredible masks. Three-layer protection. So if you are looking for masks and want that security, we can get those for you. And if you just go to your website, HowieCarshow.com, click at the very top, you can. We will take you to the website to order. You're going to get 20% off anything you order on that website, especially the face masks.
20%. Save 20%.
And you're going to put in a code.
Yeah, what's the code, Suzanne?
The code is really simple, HowieCar20. HowieCar20, all one word. You're going to save 20%. And we will ship these masks to you within about 5 days, 5 to 10 days. We're shipping them out. We're hiring more people because we're getting so busy at our warehouse because the demand is so high for these 92.2% antibacterial masks. Another thing to point out is these are usable for 30 days. That means that you can use the same mask, just hand wash it with warm water by hand. And we've got instructions on the website, but just hand wash them in between uses. And so they're reusable. They come in adult and children's sizes, which is also great. You want that mask to fit you well.
And they're washable, and hopefully within 30 days, the emergency will be over, even in the Democrat states like Massachusetts. Suzanne Hobbs, thanks for being with us, and thanks for being a sponsor of our fundraiser, ERE Eats. So go to, if you need a mask, go to HowieCarShow.com, click on Boomer Naturals at the top of the page.
Talking
I'm Howie Carr.